Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 127 called Common Medical Record Deficiencies. Focus on common defenses. For this topic, I picked a section of medical records where documentation can be an issue. And this is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Nursing homes are affected by many challenges, some of which directly affect the quality of care and allegations of nursing home negligence. I moderated a panel of defense and plaintiff attorneys and another LNC at a conference called Preventing and Defending Long-Term Care Litigation. It was held at the Conrad in Miami. What are the most common charting issues in long-term care? You may spot any of these issues in long-term care records, as well as other types of medical records. There could be a failure to document physician notification of significant changes in the resident's condition. There could be a failure to record blood sugars prior to administering medication. You could see a significant gap in nursing notes. There could be a failure to record blood pressure or pulse. There could be a failure to record blood pressure or pulse prior to administering medication. Medications may not be started or timely discontinued. You could see a failure to document follow-up with a physician after leaving messages. Or there could be documenting on the medical record after the resident is out of the facility. I personally have seen this a number of times. You could see cut and paste documentation, missing records, altered records, block charting, discrepancies between different sections in the medical record. There could be significant gaps in the medication records, treatment records, or activities of daily living records, late entries, and unsigned notes or orders. In the medical legal world, you've heard the expression, if you didn't chart it, you didn't do it. That engenders more fear in nurses than almost any other phrase. It's used to reiterate the importance of documentation, but it's also used to accuse nurses whose documentation is not complete. It's important to distinguish between substandard records and those that have been deliberately tampered with. Records can be substandard for many reasons. Often, the pressure to complete care takes priority over charting. A healthcare provider may be interrupted and may never get back to completing a medical record. That's not a deliberate action, it's an accidental event under production pressure, which refers to the stress and difficulties of trying to deliver healthcare in a timely way. Unfortunately, incomplete records can contribute to negative clinical outcomes because there might be essential information that's missing. For a variety of reasons, records can be incomplete. That emergency situation often results in gaps in documentation. Patient needs take priority. Ideally, the nurse tries to record detailed notes after the emergency is over, but this does not always happen because the nurse must direct attention to the other patients who took a back seat in the crisis. Incomplete documentation can dramatically affect a medical malpractice case. In the ideal world, all pertinent observations and interventions are recorded. But is if you didn't chart it, you didn't do it really true? Do you subscribe to that? Incomplete nursing documentation and other types of incomplete medical record documentation affects all settings. Nursing homes are particularly vulnerable because of the small number of professional staff who are available to document. And then plaintiff attorneys may allege that the nursing home records are fraudulent. The defense attorney and the defense LNC have several weapons to fight allegations that records are fraudulent. These individuals, the defense attorney and the defense LNC, may investigate a case by speaking to the caregiver to get his or her explanation, finding out if anyone at the facility noted the problem and whether the caretaker or the caregiver made the improper entry and was counseled or disciplined as a result. The attorney and defense LNC may be involved in checking the caregiver's personnel file for performance problems that would affect credibility. The attorney can expect the plaintiff attorney may hire a handwriting expert to prove the authorship of allegedly fraudulent notes, or could perform a chart audit of an electronic medical record. There may be charting errors that were patently wrong or plainly inconsistent with other entries that were not changed to comport with the erroneous entry. That suggests a lack of intent to defraud someone, such as charting care on September 31st. This may be careless, but it's not fraudulent. The attorney or the defense LNC may work with a facility to suggest ways to improve staff documentation practices. Complete and accurate documentation requires acceptance into the facility's culture. Everyone must watch for poor documentation as well as poor care practices. If you didn't chart it, you didn't do it, might indeed be the reality. Remember that two people are involved in a blank in the chart, the person who left it and the person who ignored it. The defense attorney and LNC may suggest the facility have forms that reduce errors, such as not having a blank for September 31st. Staff should have a way to report charting deficiencies. The facility must have a way to promptly address those deficiencies. Chart audits and feedback are needed to ensure ongoing compliance. And you can consider teaching the staff that Swiss cheese documentation is bad, but bologna documentation is worse. Before I continue with the show, I want to draw your attention to a resource that relates to our topic. That's my book, How to Analyze Medical Records, A Primer for Legal Nurse Consultants. It's the third in the series that I created called Creating a Successful LNC Practice. It covers the pros and cons of electronic medical records, including how they introduce risk into the documentation of patient care. Use the book to discover tips and techniques for organizing paper and electronic medical records, which are the backbone of our business. You will gain an understanding of how to screen a medical malpractice case for merit and discover clues for detecting tampering with medical records. Two final chapters focus on how to polish your work product to create your strongest professional appearance. You will gain critical insights on how to strengthen your ability to analyze medical records to gain more clients and earn more money. You can order this book at http://lnctips/creating-series. That's all one word, creating series. So it's http://lnc.tips/creating-series, and use the code LISTENED for a 25% discount on the price. Now let's return to the show. These are some potential nursing home defenses to allegations of poor documentation. When the plaintiff is a resident who was included in a federal or state survey, The failure of the surveyors to cite documentation as a deficiency may be evidence that the record was sufficient for the purposes of the residents' rights. There are many documents outside the medical record, 24-hour reports, incident reports, weight committee minutes, third-party records, fall committee minutes, the financial file, the arbitration agreement, surveys, and resident council minutes. There can be infection control minutes, wound and skin reports, EMT run sheets, census reports, antipsychotic drug reduction committee minutes, punch detail reports, substance abuse sign-out forms, personnel files, grievance reports, and quality assurance documents. Care not documented in one part of the chart may be reflected in another part of the chart or in one of these documents that is not part of the chart. The resident's outcomes may be consistent with care being done, even if it is not documented correctly. This is most evident in the clinical aspects of weight loss, hydration and nutritional status, skin breakdown, infections, and hyperglycemic or hypoglycemic episodes. The resident's outcomes may be consistent with those reported by other providers who cared for the resident during the relevant time. The nursing charting may be equal to or better than that of other providers whose care is not being challenged. Going through the multiple forms the caregivers are required to complete each shift shows that it is valid to assert a nursing home defense that it's unrealistic to expect a perfect chart. Unless the charting is electronic, caregivers must either carry paperwork with them or rely on notes or their memories when they complete their paperwork at the end of their shifts. Defense attorneys should ask the plaintiff's expert at deposition how to balance care with her documentation responsibilities in real time. As the expert explains the correct process, he or she may have to concede that it's far from foolproof. And the last point is poor documentation is not always evidence of poor staffing levels. Given additional time, many caregivers would choose to spend it checking residents instead of checking boxes. Be sure to get a copy of How to Analyze Medical Records, one of the best-selling books in my Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice series. Order it at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and get a 25% discount off the price with the code LISTENED. Put that code in the coupon box. That's http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And the book is called How to Analyze Medical Records. Be sure to check out the webinars, teleseminars, and courses and books at this website, legalnursebusiness.com. You can expand your LNC skills with our resources. And I would welcome the opportunity to talk with you about the coaching program that I offer for legal nurse consultants. That's described at lncacademy.com. Send me an email at patiyer@legalnursebusiness.com if you would like the link to sign up for a call with us. And then be sure to investigate our monthly training at lncceu.com. You get two webinars or teleseminars a month designed to deepen your LNC skills and knowledge. Thanks for listening today, and I will be back next week with a new IRS Insights.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.